What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd. This is the Modern Medicine Matters podcast, your daily dose, episode number 166. Today's topic is this: staging time. Sit back, relax, because here we go. So, I don't think I've mentioned this before. Maybe I did. Anyway, one way or another. So, back in high school and college, I used to work in the jewelry business, retail jewelry, and I really enjoyed it. It was really, really a blessing for me because I was a really shy teenager, and it gave me the opportunity to come out of my shell and really to learn how to interact and talk with people. The other thing that it did is it taught me the basics of business. And the main thing that I realized when it comes to any kind of business, any kind of successful business, is it comes down to relationships. It comes down to knowing who your customer is and ultimately for your customer to be comfortable with you. And that has to be based on honesty and integrity. And when you run a business that way, when you operate like that, you know, there is no other way to do it. And so it's one of the reasons why I get so frustrated with like bad customer service. Oh my God, don't even get me started. With bad customer service, it drives me crazy. You know, I grew up in that whole customer is always right mentality. And I won't get on the soapbox about bad customer service. That's not the point of this. The point of this podcast is actually time. And so back when I was in the jewelry biz, I learned to be basically a apprentice watchmaker. So I would do basic things like changing batteries and bands and things like that. And I enjoyed it. I also enjoyed looking through all the like new watch catalogs whenever the new watches would come out. And the interesting thing that I found is that those new watches would always, in the catalog pictures, the hands of the watch would always be at 10 and 2, much like with what you're doing right now if you're listening to this driving. At least I hope you would be. 10 and 2. And the reason why is so that way you could see the hands of the watch as well as it doesn't obstruct the logo or anything like that. You can check this out still. You can Google it. Just Google like any watch or any clock or anything like that. You'll see. 9 times out of 10, the hands are at 10 and 2. The interesting thing in those scenarios is that time was meant to look good. Time was staged. But here's the thing. In our lives, we can't stage time. We try to, though. What do I mean by that? Procrastination, my friends. So if you're anything like me, you procrastinate. I've procrastinated the majority of my life. Certainly throughout most of my schooling, I procrastinated. I learned that, you know, having that pressure on me, that I actually enjoyed having that pressure, because I procrastinated to the point it was like where I couldn't wait any longer, and then I suddenly had to get it all together at the end. Does that sound like you? Does that sound like you with a project or schoolwork or what have you? The problem is I started to carry that same habit into adulthood. And for things that were important to me, like traveling places or learning another language or things like that, I would continue to procrastinate. Hell, I still continue to procrastinate learning Spanish. It's something that I've always wanted to do, and especially growing up in Miami, Florida, like, you know, would have come in handy to learn earlier. But procrastination is one of these ways that ultimately we can extend our lives in our head. In our head only. What do I mean by that? Because when we have things that we want to do, when we have things that we have to do, when we have things where we say, this has to be done, this is something that's important in my life and I want to do this, yet we put it off, inevitably, in our mind, we're telling ourselves that it's okay. We have the time to do this. Not recognizing that time is finite. Not recognizing that at some point or another, we will run out of time. And so we procrastinate. We extend our lives in our own mind through this procrastination process. The unfortunate thing is this. I see this every day where it bites people. Every day I see people that get sick. Every day I see people that die. not doing the things that they wish they wanted to do, not planning well enough, not planning for if and when. It's really when. And I tell you this not to be morbid. You know, whenever I talk about death, people are like, oh, come on, man. I say it to you not to be morbid. But the thing is this, when soon as you recognize that life is not something that lasts forever in this world, I mean in the form that we know it, in the form of flesh, in the form that it is for you right now, that time is not infinite. As soon as you recognize that, there is so much freedom that comes with it. Because all of a sudden you realize, man, I got to get down to business. Like, there's no time to waste. I don't have time to mess around on social media. I don't have time to play video games. I don't have time to waste time. And instead, you get an opportunity. Get an opportunity to make your time work for yourself. So that ultimately, you can ask yourself the question, what do I really want out of my life? And am I willing to put the time and effort in to get it? That's what I got for you today, my friends. If you have not yet gone to blindspotmedical.com, I would encourage you to do so. I spent a lot of time, effort, and money designing the Blind Spot Protocol. And the whole point behind it is to make use of your time so that you can find problems before they start, take care of them, so that ultimately you can live a longer and better life. Blindspotmedical.com. If you have not yet subscribed to this podcast, go ahead and do me a favor and subscribe, put in a rating and a review, as well as share it with friends and family. There is someone in your circle of influence that will find this message helpful. Please do share it up. Last but not least, if you don't follow me on social media, you can find me on Instagram at DavidBoydMD, as well as Facebook at DavidBoyd. That's what I got for you today, my friends. Remember, health is wealth, so invest in yourself. Be coming again tomorrow on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. See you then.